Tomorrow in China, people will go back to work after celebrating the Chinese New Year. Commentator Allison Clayman will be among them. She's working in China, and last week she spent the holiday in a rural village with a friend. The experience was nothing like what she expected.
After living in China for a year and a half, I already had an idea what Spring Festival was about. Fireworks, dumplings, red lanterns, and envelopes of money. But this year was going to be special. I was invited to celebrate the New Year in a countryside village at the hometown of my co-worker, Xu Wei. Everyone told me it was a once-in-a-lifetime experience for a foreigner like me to see what a rural spring festival was like. On New Year's Day, everyone in the village wakes up before dawn to set off fireworks, eat dumplings, and then dress in their finest clothes to visit relatives. The spring festival does not mark the beginning of spring, but rather the beginning of the end of winter, so it's still very cold outside. We finally go in the first house, which is only 3 rooms, and immediately my throat stung from cigarette smoke. We entered the bedroom to the left, and I met Nai Nai, the Xu family paternal grandmother. Her gray hair peeked out from under a black knit cap. She was 88 years old, with fine wrinkles and fading vision. Nai Nai invited me to get in bed with her, to warm up. Her tall bed was built into the wall and took up almost half the room. Xu Wei explained to me the bed was called a kang and was made of clay. On the other side of the wall was a cooking area. A small hollow passageway ran from the cooking fire through the middle of the kang, carrying smoke and heat inside the bed to warm the clay. I timidly sat on the edge of the bed, but Nai Nai told me to move in and get under the covers. As I got more comfortable, Xu Wei told me he and his cousins had to leave for a while to go visit their ancestors. They would go to their burial site to light fireworks and burn paper representing money. I couldn't come because I was a girl. Now, I'm not used to hanging out with other people's grandmothers, let alone in their beds. The cousins left, and I focused on cracking sunflower seeds while counting down the hour until they would return. The reality of China is that every area has its own accent and speaks its own form of Chinese, so I was worried that Nai Nai and I couldn't even communicate. When we began talking, I realized if I reminded her to speak Mandarin, we could converse pretty easily. She told me stories about growing up, like when her parents unwrapped her feet to avoid being fined when the government made foot binding illegal. She remembered the famine years in the 50s, when families cried over spilled green bean soup and there weren't even dumplings on New Year. By the time the cousins returned, I didn't want to leave. Luckily, we came back several times each day to lie in bed and play cards or tell stories. And more than the fireworks or the lack of flush toilets, this is what I will remember about my village New Year's, the warm feeling of sitting on the kang surrounded by family.
Allison Clayman works in the Chinese movie business as a personal assistant and English coach.